Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Good morning, Wyman.
Good morning, John Mark.
Yes, sir. Well, City Manager Derek Farrell moving on and going to be looking for a new city manager.
That is right. Derek got an opportunity that looked awfully good to him, and I'm pleased for him. It's good for him and his family. I'm not real happy that we have so many good things on the horizon that he will not be here to help us with, but we will find a good replacement.
Mm-hmm. Did you, at this week's city council meeting, was there discussion about the procedures now that you go through?
Right. The immediate thing is to appoint an interim city manager. That will give us time to look over the opportunities to hire a search firm and do a very serious search to find the right person for our position.
Mm-hmm. And an interim person might be somebody who's already on staff, or it might be somebody who's brought in just for a short time.
Could be. Well, and it's common for retired city managers to want to have an interim opportunity, and we have done that before.
Okay, good. So we'll be watching that, and that'll be developing over the next few weeks and probably months.
Right.
And so let's talk about something else. We've talked about in the past the neighborhood empowerment zone.
Oh, yes.
And now you've got a couple, one on Plum Street and one on Sycamore Street, where this is coming into effect.
Right. We're very pleased that people have responded to this. This is the first two applications we've had, and they're very good, both for new structures. And the one on Plum Street is an individual residence, and they will qualify for the maximum incentives, which occur for over 3 years. And then the second one is a rental property. It's a duplex that's being built by a person who's already built several duplexes in town. And this will be a sizable investment, but the incentives for the rental property is only for 1 year instead of 3 years.
I see. So you say incentives. This is about incentives to either renovate or to build new.
Right. These two happen to be new construction, but there's also the incentive for renovation of the owner-occupied property or the rental property. So the incentive is simply reduced cost of city fees and so forth, and then reduction in city taxes for either one or for the rental property, and up to 3 years for the owner-occupied property.
Tell me the kind of the philosophy, the idea behind the neighborhood empowerment zone.
Neighborhood empowerment zones are areas that are designated within cities that tend to have the lowest property values compared to the rest of the city. And the idea is to get investment there that wouldn't happen without some incentive. And our empowerment zone is on the east side of our town between Maple Street and Highway 71, with Park Street being on the west side. So it's most of the city limits to the east of Park Street.
Are there some other projects or prospects in the works on this?
Well, there are many people talking about it. These are just the first two that came up.
Good.
And I assume we're going to see many, many more in the near future.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some publicity on this, and more people will learn about it and probably be wanting to know more about it.
That's so, what we hope for.
Yeah, we're talking with Wyman Williams, the Mayor of Commerce. Now, you had some service awards
at
this week's meeting. You wanted to mention some of those folks.
It's always wonderful to recognize length of service. Joe Petrie has 30 years, Steve Scott 15 years, Marcus Quintera also 15 years, and then three for 10 years of service, Laurentio Marquez, Charles Armstrong, and Jeremy Littlefield. And they all couldn't be there last night, but we were delighted to recognize their serious long-term service mm-hmm. to our city.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have that stability and continuity, isn't it,
with
city employees. So something also going on at the municipal airport.
Right. We're replacing a fuel system there. We've had one for many years that has simply exceeded its lifespan and needs replacing. We voted to invest about $75,000 in a replacement, and once we get it up and running, there is a grant available that will reduce that cost in half and allow us to continue to serve users of our airport in a very efficient manner.
Mm-hmm. So planes fly in, mm-hmm. and they can buy fuel there.
Yes.
At the airport. But yes. But that's been difficult to do because the system is not...
The system has not been reliable.
Okay.
But now this new one will be, it's a larger system, and we can purchase fuel in larger quantities at less price and be more competitive. We also have a service facility at the airport that to keep them there, we had to have fuel available.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very pleased to get this done.
For people that don't know, the municipal airport is north of Commerce, as if you were driving to Ladonia,
correct.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A couple of other things. Of course, the Commerce Journal, as a printed newspaper, is no more, sadly. So you had to declare a new newspaper of record, and no surprise there, I guess.
Yes, we chose the Herald Banner, which is obvious.
So that's where any kind of announcement that is made, paid announcement, advertisement.
Right. Oh, yeah, we pay for it.
Yeah, right. Has to be published in some kind of publication.
Right.
Wyman, thanks for updating us on what's going on.
Well, thank you, John Mark.
Wyman Williams is the mayor of Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.